الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The beloved family of the beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Supplication of Attar. O Allah, whoever reads or listens to the 21-page booklet, beloved family of the beloved Prophet, grant him the intercession of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam on the day of judgment. Admit him into paradise without accountability and grant him the companionship of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Bijahi khatam al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Advice of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anhu. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anhu, Ya Ali, ihfaz anni khaslatayn atani bihima Jibreel alayhi salam. Akthir salat alayya bis sahri wal istighfar bil maghribi. O Ali, remember these two virtuous practices which Angel Jibreel alayhi salam brought to me. Number one, send an abundance of salat upon me before dawn. Number two, seek forgiveness profusely at sunset. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Beloved daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. O devotees of the companions and the Ahlul Bayt, usually only one daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is spoken about, and that is Fatima radiyallahu anha. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had three more daughters called Zainab, Ruqayya and Kulthum radiyallahu anhun. If Allah wills, memorize the names of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's daughters. Here is a brief introduction to all four daughters. First daughter, the eldest daughter of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, was Sayyida Zainab radiyallahu anha. Sayyida Zainab radiyallahu anha, who was in Karbala, was Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu's sister, whereas this Zainab radiyallahu anha is the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Lady Zainab radiyallahu anha endured great tribulation during the migration to Medina, which led the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to say about her, Hiya afzalu banati usibat fi. She is the most superior of my daughters in this regard, because she faced many difficulties in migrating to me. When Lady Zainab radiyallahu anha passed away, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam presented his waist wrapper as her shroud, and he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam placed her into the grave with his own blessed hands. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon her and forgive us without accountability for her sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatam al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Second daughter. 7 years prior to the declaration of prophethood, when the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was 33 years old, Sayyida Ruqayya radiyallahu anha was born. She was the wife of the third caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu anhu. During the battle of Badr, Sayyida Ruqayya radiyallahu anha was extremely ill. So the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam told Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu to remain behind and attend to her, as the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been granted authority in legislation. He informed him that he will receive the same reward as those fighting in the battle, and he was given a share of the spoils of war. Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha passed away when news of the Muslims' victory reached Medina. Sayyiduna Uthman radiallahu anhu wept a lot when she passed away, and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asked why. He radiallahu anhu replied, O Messenger of Allah, I am no longer your son-in-law. Upon hearing this, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Angel Jibra'il alayhi salam told me that Allah commanded me to wed my daughter Kulthum to you, upon the condition that you give the same dowry you gave to Ruqayya and you treat her the same way you treated Ruqayya. After that, Kulthum radiallahu anha and Sayyiduna Uthman radiallahu anhu married, and there is no one else who has married two daughters of a prophet. This is a speciality of Sayyiduna Uthman radiallahu anhu, which is why he is known as Dhun-Nurayn, a possessor of two lights. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi writes, Noor ki sarkar se paya do shala noor ka, ho mubarak tumko Dhun-Nurayn jora noor ka. O possessor of two lights, Uthman, many congratulations on acquiring two shawls of light, i.e. marrying two daughters of the Prophet from the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Third daughter. The third daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is Sayyida Kulthum radiyallahu anha. She is famously known by her technonym. She passed away in Shaban 9 AH, and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam performed her funeral prayer. Her shrine is located in Jannatul Baqi. Fourth daughter. The youngest and most beloved daughter of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was Lady Fatima radiallahu anha. Her name is Fatima and her titles were Zahra and Batul. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, My daughter's name is Fatima because Allah has protected her and those who are devoted to her from hell. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam could smell the fragrance of paradise emanating from her, which is why one of her titles is Zahra. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Fatimatu bid'atun minni faman aghdabaha aghdabani. Fatima is part of me, so whoever displeases her displeases me. Another report states, Yuribuni ma arabaha wa yudhini ma adhaha. Whatever worries her worries me, and whatever hurts her hurts me. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Appearance of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The mother of the believers, Lady Aisha radiallahu anha, said, I never saw anyone more like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in respect of manners, gait, appearance and speech than Fatima radiallahu anha. Whenever she visited the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he stood up to welcome her, took her by the hand, kissed her and made her sit where he was sitting. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam visited her, she stood up out of respect for him, took him by the hand, kissed him and made him sit where she was sitting. May Allah Almighty forgive us without accountability for the sake of the beloved daughters of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. grandchildren of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, O devotees of the companions and Ahlul Bayt, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had many grandsons and granddaughters, but the most famous are Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhuma. Sayyiduna Sufyan bin Uyayna rahmatullahi alayhi said, عند ذكر الصالحين تنزل الرحمة. Mercy descends when the righteous are mentioned. To attain the mercy of Allah Almighty and to increase our knowledge, here are some details regarding the grandchildren of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The oldest grandson of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Sayyida Zainab radiyallahu anha, had one son and one daughter. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam named his grandson Ali. According to one report, he passed away after reaching close to the age of maturity during the lifetime of his mother. However, Imam Ibn Asakir rahmatullahi alayhi explains that some genealogists claim he was martyred during the Battle of Yarmouk. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The oldest granddaughter of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the daughter of Sayyida Zainab radiyallahu anha, was named Umama, and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam loved her dearly. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would carry her on his shoulders to Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi. It is reported the king of Abyssinia, Najashi rahmatullahi alayhi, sent a garment and a gold ring which had an Abyssinian jewel to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as a gift. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gave the gold ring to Sayyida Umama radiyallahu anha, beautiful gold necklace. Similarly, someone gave a beautiful gold necklace to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as a gift, which amazed the pure wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to his wives that he will give the necklace to the person most beloved to him. The pure wives radiyallahu anhun immediately thought he would give it to Lady Aisha radiyallahu anha. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam called Sayyida Umama radiyallahu anha and tied the necklace around her neck. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Lady Fatima's will. Lady Fatima radiyallahu anha informed Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anhu of her will. Number 1. Marry my niece Umama after I die. Number 2. When I die, bury me in the evening so that the eyes of non-mahram men do not fall upon my funeral. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah, Lady Fatima radiyallahu anha was always mindful of Shari veiling. How beautiful are the words of the poet. Chu Zahra Bash az makhluq rooposh, keh dar aghosh shabire bah bini. Become pious and adopt Shari veiling like Lady Fatima radiyallahu anha, and you will see children like the martyr of Karbala, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. The poet is advising women to not roam the streets, waste time in shopping centers, or dress up immodestly at weddings. Rather, adopt piety and shari veiling, and you will witness the virtues of Imam Hussein in your children and be blessed with pious offspring. Unfortunately, women are careless in this regard, and children are becoming disrespectful to their parents. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon us and rectify our society. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sayyiduna Abdullah radiyallahu anhu, grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyida Ruqayya radiyallahu anha and Sayyiduna Uthman radiyallahu anhu had a son named Abdullah. He passed away in 4 AH at the age of 6. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyida Umme Kulthum radiyallahu anha married Sayyiduna Uthman radiyallahu anhu, but they had no children. This is a lesson for Islamic sisters who do not have children. Sayyida Umme Kulthum radiyallahu anha did not have children, but she was patient, and her family is a family of patient individuals. May Allah Almighty grant us patience for the sake of their forbearance, so we avoid criticizing and complaining. Noble offspring of Lady Fatima radiyallahu anha. Lady Fatima radiyallahu anha had 3 sons and 3 daughters. Number 1, Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu. Number 2, Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu. Number 3, Sayyiduna Muhassin radiyallahu anhu. Number 4, Sayyida Zainab radiyallahu anha. Number 5, Sayyida Ruqayya radiyallahu anha. Number 6, Sayyida Umme Kulthum radiyallahu anha. Sayyiduna Muhassin radiyallahu anhu and Sayyida Ruqayya radiyallahu anha passed away during childhood, which is why little information regarding them is found in historical and biographical texts. The family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam continues through Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhuma. Here are some virtues about them. 2 heavenly flowers. Number 1. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu anhuma are my 2 flowers in this world. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi said, the meaning of this hadith is that Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu anhuma are 2 heavenly flowers in this world that were given to me. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would smell their fragrance and say to Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anhu, As-salamu alayka ya Aba Rayhanain, O father of 2 flowers, peace be upon you. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi writes about another narration. Just as the gardener loves flowers from amongst the entire garden, I love Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu anhuma more than the world and everything in it. Children are referred to as flowers, and these grandsons were the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's favorites. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi says in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Unka sadqa jinko kaha mere phool hain, kijiye raza hashar mein khanda misale gul. Explanation of Raza's poetry. O my master, for the sake of your grandsons radiyallahu anhuma, whom you call your flowers, on the day of judgment, Protect Ahmad Raza from every worry and grant him a smile bright like a flower. If only this is accepted in our favor too. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number two. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, My two sons are the sons of my daughter. O Allah, I love them, so love them too, and love those who love them. O Allah, we love Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu anhuma, so love us and grant us sincerity in our love for them. It is written in Miratul Manajih regarding this hadith. They are in the ruling of my sons, but in reality, they are my daughter's sons, and I love them as if they are my sons. It is the speciality of Lady Fatima radiallahu anha that her children are the progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and his lineage continues through them. It is as if Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma are from the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and also the beginning of the lineage. Lineage is established through the father, not the mother, but nobility can be established from the mother too. The word Al can refer to the offspring of a son and that of a daughter. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi writes regarding this section of the hadith, O Allah, I love them, so love them too, and love those who love them. The purpose of this supplication was to tell Sayyiduna Usama radiallahu anhu, who was present at the time, that O Usama, love Hassan and Hussein, because it is a means of becoming Allah's beloved. Love spreads quickly like electricity, such that someone loves the beloved's children, family, servants, and even his city. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number three. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Al-Hasan wal-Husayn sayyida shabab ahlil jannah. Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu anhuma are the leaders of the youth of paradise. Playfulness of Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu anhuma. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu reports, One day we were praying Isha behind the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and when he prostrated, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhuma sat on his back. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam rose from prostration, he gently picked them up and put them on the ground. When he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam performed prostration again, the grandson sat on his back again. When the prayer finished, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam picked them up and sat them on his thighs. Attar ko bula ke Madine mein do baqi, do phoolon ke tufail hoon pure sawal do. Commentary on Attar's poetry. O Messenger of Allah, call me to Medina and grant me burial in Jannatul Baqi. Fulfill these two requests for the sake of your two flowers. Number four. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was asked, Who was most dear to him from the Ahlul Bayt? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, Hassan and Hussein. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would tell Lady Fatima radiallahu anha to bring them to him. And the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would smell them and hold them close to himself. O devotees of the companions and the Ahlul Bayt, The beloved Prophet smelt them because they were his flowers, and holding them close to himself is a sign of immense love. We learn that these actions are a sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, after the noble Quran, the most reliable books of hadith are the As-Siha Sitta, the six authentic books of hadith. one of which is Tirmidhi. It is written in it that Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anhu said, Hassan radiyallahu anhu resembles the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam from head to chest, and Hussein radiyallahu anhu resembles the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam from the chest to the toenails. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi wrote beautiful poetry regarding this. Madum na tha saaye shahi saqalain us noor ki jalwa ga thi zaate hasanain tamseel ne is saaya ke do hisse kiye aadhe se hasan bane hain aadhe se husain. Commentary: when the light of the sun or moon shone on the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his shadow was not cast on the floor. But when the shadow of his blessings fell on Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhuma, Imam Hassan resembled him from head to chest, and Imam Hussein resembled him from chest to feet. The Imam of Ahlus Sunnah writes in his Qasida Noor, Ik seena tha mushabbe ek waha se pao tak. حسن سبتین ان کے جاموں میں ہے نیما نور کا صاف شکل پاک ہے دونوں کے ملنے سے یا خات طعم میں لکھا ہے یہ دو ورقہ نور کا. Commentary upon Raza's poetry. Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu resembled the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam from head to chest, and Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu resembled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam from chest to feet. It is like when a piece of paper containing information is split in two, and it can only be understood once it is put together. When Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhuma are looked at together, one can see the light of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi was a master linguist. It was as if these wonderful words pleaded with the Imam to be used in his poetry. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi writes, Lady Fatima radiyallahu anha was identical to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in appearance, and this resemblance was distributed between her two sons. Imitating the pious, O devotees of the companions and the Ahlul Bayt, imitating the actions of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is a great blessing from Allah Almighty, as the one who emulates him is forgiven. Now imagine Allah's love for those who were also granted physical resemblance of his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 5. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever loves Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu anhuma loves me, and whoever has enmity with them has enmity with me. O Allah, we love Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, their mother Lady Fatima, their father Sayyiduna Ali, all the companions and all the Ahlul Bayt radiyallahu anhum. O Allah, we love their master sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and we love you, the one who created them all. Lady Fatima's oldest daughter. Lady Fatima radiyallahu anha's oldest daughter was named Sayyida Zainab radiyallahu anha, and her technonym was Umm al-Hasan. After the events of Karbala, she was known by the technonym Umm al-Masaib. She endured many hardships and fought against many difficulties. The extent of patience was such that she saw her little sons Muhammad and Aun rahimahumullah take up arms and become martyrs in the battlefield. Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu's brothers, nephews and sons were martyred in Karbala. Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anhu wed his daughter Sayyida Zainab radiyallahu anha to Sayyiduna Jafar radiyallahu anhu's son, سيدنا عبد الله رضي الله عنه، صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد. Lady Fatima's youngest daughter. Lady Fatima radiallahu anha's youngest daughter was named Sayyida Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha, and she resembled her older sister, Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha. Sayyidina Umar bin al-Khattab radiallahu anhu married Sayyida Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha. He radiallahu anhu informed her father Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu of the desire to marry her and said, O Ali, wed your daughter to me, because I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam say, every lineage and relationship will be severed on the day of judgment except for my lineage and the relationship with me. Sayyidina Umar bin al-Khattab radiallahu anhu married Sayyida Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha to attain this virtue, and he gave 40,000 dirhams as mahr. O devotees of the companions and the Ahlul Bayt, the noble companions radiallahu anhum and the Ahlul Bayt had great love and family ties between them. May Allah Almighty grant us their blessings. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon them all and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.